T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to KNX In Depth. Mike Simpson and Charles Spellman, actor and now stand-up comedian Jeremy Piven, remains with us here in studio on In Depth.
You know, I was, I think, alluding to this before we started recording. You're a very good actor. You are. Entourage, I thought you nailed, having had agents in my life, I thought you really nailed the essence of a certain kind of agent. I thought your PBS series, Mr. Selfridge, was very good. And so this is all swinging around to a very serious part now of our discussion.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people may be wondering, why are you doing stand-up in clubs? Why aren't you continuing doing series television, films? You are a good actor. And partly that's because you feel, at least published, the claim has been that you feel you've been a victim in a way of an overzealous Me Too movement. Is that an accurate depiction?
Yeah, you can't. It's not right to put words in my mouth. And I think we're living in a time right now where so much. I'm glad you brought that up. We're living in a time where, because of this movement, there's been a lot of attention that's been paid to things that haven't been, like equal pay, which wasn't focused on before, and certain minority groups getting shots to get roles that they haven't, women. Being empowered, my sister is a great director, and she's, you know, getting more shots than she ever has. There's more female directors out there. Now, I know that you asked that question for all the right reasons, because you seem like a very decent person. And in a lot of cases, the media needs to get clicks. And that's a variable that I know you guys will admit to. And that's a huge thing. You need to get attention. You need to get clicks. And there is a race to be first. And we seem to have, and I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said before, you know, the great Bill Burr and even Chappelle have talked about that there is a rush to judge. And, you know, we've kind of, in certain cases, in the court of public opinion, forgotten about any type of due process. And there were people that were misusing their power. And, you know, I'm a journeyman actor and was part of some collateral damage of that movement.
So that we're clear and people know what we're talking about, because maybe some people don't.
Yeah, we're about to be in 2020. In 2017, there was an article saying, you know, that I did some things. And
well, there are accusations from several women.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, none of them were accurate, and we're basically going over old material.
It's difficult for people, though, when it's not just one or two, when it's multiple allegations, multiple women.
Yeah, but you have to understand something. The goal is to get a number, to get attention. No, we don't need to go through this because we don't want to bore the public, because we're here to talk entertainment and my show at the Brea Improv Friday and Saturday night. But this type of stuff, I had nothing to do with this. I had no choice but to take a lie detector and passed on every count.
But you're right. I don't want to dwell on the past either. But I want to connect it to the present and the future, because what I'm wondering is the kind of damage that you say it has done to your career.
Well, I haven't said anything. You've said a lie.
Well, it's been published that you've said that. Reportedly, right. You felt that.
Well,
I'll
cut you off because I know where you're going.
Yeah. I'm wondering how you go about resurrecting yourself.
Not only there is no resurrection. Not only am I working. Not only did I just finish a film that I couldn't be more proud of, and I'm going to New York to do reshoots, and I'm heading to London to do the lead in a film. And then after that, I'm doing another. But I'm continuing the stand-up journey and working all the time. All of our lives have moments where we take hits and we've been knocked down. And we have choices in that moment. We can either kind of embrace a victim mentality, feel sorry for ourselves, give up, or you can own the truth, which is, this has really nothing to do with me, and it was a beautiful gift. In terms of it, it did free me up to really throw myself into stand-up comedy. I've learned this new job because of it. And, you know, you guys are here and I can see the look in your eyes, and it would be really great for you if I were to say something reactive that would get you guys some momentum and some clicks, and I get
it. Well, now you're putting words in our mouth.
No, but that's the truth.
That's not fair.
That's the truth, guys.
Come on, goes both ways.
No, but the reality is we're heading into a new year. You have to understand, here's the reality. When I go and perform for these people, no one knows what you guys brought up.
But do you find that your experiences in the past, are they somehow informing your comedy? Are they changing what you do?
Everything informs your comedy. Everything informs everything that we are. And yet, the best thing for us to do is to be totally present. That sounds really pretentious. But yeah, we're the sum of all, you know, of our experiences. And yet it's our job to not live in the past or not be fearful of the future and not be a slave to our monkey brains and be as present as possible. And, you know, that's where we're at.
Do you want the Entourage level success again, or is that something that could just have happened once anyways? Because not everybody hits a show like that.
Right. I have no real reference for fame, for anything that comes from a performance that lands with people. I am a stage actor from Chicago. I never planned to come to L.A. My plan was to stay on the stage. I was brought out there for the Larry Sanders Show, was a regular on that, and haven't stopped working since. Been incredibly lucky. The result of working hard or playing a character authentically, in the case of Entourage, was people watching, talking about it, being mistaken for that character, all the fun things that go along with playing a character authentically. So for you to even ask that question to me, And I get it, because this is your world and you compartmentalize things and that's part of what you do so well. I don't think in those terms. I don't even know how many people watch that show. I don't know.
Seriously?
No, not a clue. I know that I was lucky.
A lot.
I was lucky enough to win a bunch of Emmys and Golden Globes and stuff like that. And so I couldn't even answer that question.
Tell me about the movie that you're coming up in.
I just finished a movie with Taryn Manning and Bruce Dern. About a group of guys in Philly, and I'm one of them that I kind of broke away from home, and everyone's got the Peter Pan syndrome, and I think that I don't. I just was so honored to play off of a guy like Bruce Dern, who's a genius.
I was going to say, and he's such a vivid character. I mean, when I say character, I mean in life. He's just a real character kind of guy. I mean, is he hard to work with because of that?
He's a nightmare. He's a nightmare. He's terrible. I want to give you guys a lot of good stuff on him. Yeah, man. I'm remembering how much I love doing press.
But he's very good at his craft.
He is. He's the best. He's an incredibly eccentric man who is a legend.
Next immediate stop is Brea Improv, right?
Yes. Friday, Saturday night at the Brea Improv. You can go to Brea.com or even my website, just jeremy/piven.com, to get tickets. But they're going fast, and it's incredible. And as I said earlier, people come up to me after the show and they say, I had no idea you were this funny. And it's that to me means the world. With stand-up, it's just you. It's all coming from you. It's your truth. And believe me, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, I guarantee you 1,000%, if I had anything to hide, I would not be running around performing every night on stage, showing my truth, embracing that space, welcoming any heckler or anyone who can say anything. I welcome it all. Ultimately, I'm doing a bunch of shows and it's a few thousand tickets. It's a chance to reach a bunch of people.
Jeremy Piven, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say.
All right. Well, this has been KNX In Depth, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.